Okay, gentlemen, I'm going to expect high scores in this particular round. It's about Ben and Jerry's, makers of fine, fine ice cream, and of course Michael Jackson, child molester. So we're going to need high scoring and lots of correct answers, please.
All right.
The salesperson questions whether we should continue to play fact or bullcrap.
I'm sorry?
The salesperson, one of our salespeople, came to me yesterday and spoke about the fact or bullcrap feature. Because Tom always kicks my butt. I haven't won, I don't think, since March.
This is what the Yankees used to say about the Red Sox. Can it really be called a rivalry if one team wins all the time?
The salesperson asks me to my face, do we really want to show off to everyone that our morning news guy is stupid?
Wow. And so exactly where is that salesperson working today? Good grief.
Well, you know the Fireworks Country commercial that we have on that started the last few days where they suggest you could celebrate your divorce?
Yeah.
There is Fireworks Country product underneath that salesperson's car this morning.
Start it carefully. Be wearing your asbestos underwear.
In case you like to blow bleep up.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, so let us, without further ado or ado, let's get this ball started. Statement number one, fact or bullcrap. Ben and Jerry's full names are Ben Gunderson and Jerry Weston. Fact or bullcrap?
I believe that is bullcrap.
I believe that they are nice Jewish boys and have last names that would confirm that. This is bullcrap.
It is bullcrap. Their names are Ben Cohen and Jerry Greenfield. This isn't the first time they've made a Saturday Night Live-themed flavor. In 2011, they introduced a different flavor that I am going to skip over. No, I can say. Remember the skit where they talked about the guy that came on? His name was Pete Schwede. And inside the ice cream was peanut butter round nuggets, and they called them
Sweaty balls.
Yes, thank you. Okay, so is this the first time or it is not the first time? The statement is, this is not the first time they've made a Saturday Night Live-themed flavor. Fact or bullcrap?
I believe that's fact. They've done this before.
I believe it is, too. I think they had one based on Coneheads, right?
It is fact, and it was inspired by that Alec Baldwin sketch.
Was it really?
Yes.
There was a time that Ben and Jerry's was churning out a lot of special flavors for events. I think they had a special flavor for the Democratic Convention.
They may have.
Stephen Colbert had a flavor for his show. I can't remember what it was called. It was some kind of vanilla ice cream with some junk in it.
I mean, it's ice cream. It all tastes good. Ice cream and put
Ben and
stuff
Jerry's,
in it.
Ben and Jerry's tastes particularly good.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty good stuff. I went to Ben and Jerry's in Alexandria, Virginia, and there was a sign on the door as you walked in. This establishment may be being monitored by the CIA.
Why?
I have no idea, but I looked at the buddy of mine that we walked in. I said, seriously? He goes, listen. He said, we're in Alexandria. Everything is monitored by the CIA.
Yeah,
We all right. know you like Chunky Monkey.
We're going to use that against you. All right, statement number three. Ben of Ben and Jerry's has no sense of smell. Fact or bullcrap?
I believe I've heard that before. I think that's fact.
Could this be a trick question? Could it be Jerry that has no sense of smell? I am paranoid.
No, it could be.
I am paranoid about the way you ask questions. So you say fact.
Yep.
Let's break the tie here. I'm going to say bullcrap.
It's fact. It's called anosmia. And when he tests the ice cream, or when he used to test the ice cream, he says he mostly thinks about texture and relies on mouth feel instead of taste. The only reason it's Ben and Jerry's and not Jerry and Ben's is because B comes first in the alphabet. Fact or bullcrap?
That sounds reasonable. I'll say that's fact.
Jerry and Ben's sounds something dirty. Or it's a car model. Fact.
It's bullcrap. They simply made the decision because Ben and Jerry's has a better ring to it.
It does.
Then in return, Jerry got to be president of the company. So Ben goes first, Jerry gets the title. The first Ben and Jerry's shop was in Vermont because they both grew up there. Fact or bullcrap?
I know that Ben and Jerry's is headquartered. The ice cream's origin is in Vermont, but I'm not sure that's where their first shop is. I think this is bullcrap.
I'll agree, bullcrap.
It is bullcrap. They were simply looking for a college town where there weren't any ice cream shops. They chose Burlington, Vermont, where the University of Vermont is. Ben and Jerry are both from Brooklyn,
yep,
and they've been friends since seventh grade.
Nice Brooklyn boys. Look how proud Mama is.
You could have been a doctor. You could have been a lawyer.
Instead, you're making me fat.
Right. Mom, I make just as much money and I make ice cream.
Ice cream? What's an ice cream? You could, oh, for crying out loud. All right, here we go. We now move on to Michael Jackson. Ready?
I'm down one here. All right, let's go.
Statement number one. Michael Jackson has a brother named Jermaine, but it was also his middle name, Michael Jermaine Jackson. Fact or bullcrap?
I believe he is Michael Jermaine Jackson. I think that's fact.
Really? I don't know if I've ever heard Michael Jackson's middle name. Well, I can't afford to go down two this late in the game, so I will agree. Fact.
It's bullcrap.
Ah!
His middle name was Joseph after his father. Fact or bullcrap, Michael Jackson has two stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
One for his solo career and one for his brothers, for the Jackson 5. That sounds legitimate. I will say that's fact.
I believe that he has three stars on the Hall of Fame, or on the Walk of Fame, from the movies that he appeared in, too. I think this is bullcrap.
It's fact.
Yes.
One for himself, and yes, one for the Jackson 5. Can
We're tied
I get a
4-4.
We're tied.
The song Billie Jean was based on a true story about a crazy fan who filed a paternity suit against him. Fact or bullcrap?
The song is certainly paternity-based, but I don't think it's about a crazy fan. I think this is bullcrap.
I believe this is a fact.
It's bullcrap.
Come on!
According to him, it was based on a bunch of different groupies that his brothers, quote-unquote, dated.
Oh, so it's a there was conglomeration of different people.
There
it's
was a rumor.
Tito and his many, many girlfriends.
Yeah. Tito, when you're done wiping off the Taco Bell table, can you... there was a rumor going around that a crazy fan did write to him and claimed he was the father of her kid, but he never sued anything like that. She never sued. All right, statement number four. The Thriller video won an Oscar. Fact or bullcrap?
You know, the Thriller thing was a whole movie. I mean, it went on like 20-something minutes. There was a story, and there's the cute girl that Michael Jackson turns into the monster, then the undead start dancing. I think sure. That is fact.
I believe it is fact as well.
It's bullcrap. For 1 week, it was screened before the movie Fantasia at a theater in Los Angeles, so it would be eligible for an Oscar, but it did not get nominated.
Right. Is this the last question?
Last question.
5-4. Tom's playing for a tie.
Michael was so impressed with Eddie Van Halen, he paid $1 million for the 30-second guitar solo on the song Beat It. Fact or bullcrap?
I think that's fact.
Well, I would disagree just to try to get the tie, but I don't think it's true either. I think Eddie Van Halen probably did that for free. I say this is bullcrap.
The answer is, it's bullcrap.
Yes!
Eddie did it for free.
Yeah.
As a favor to Michael Jackson's producer, Quincy Jones.
So we tied this week, so I can go and tell that salesperson that Tom is just as stupid as I am.
There you go. Now that's a goal, huh?
It's raining loud. Eat my breakfast and be heading out. Turn the station on, I play it loud. They're quite twisted, so they draw the crowds. They
Wisconsin Morning News to start your day.
Feedback at 8.
The biggest talkers.
And did we mention football?
There's only one station that delivers it all.
Every day.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.